off to the slopes now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with visually impaired Paralympic GB skier Menna Fitzpatrick, who has just recently come back from the 2023 Para Alpine World Championships out in Spain with her guide skier Katie Guest, with a silver in the giant slalom and a bronze in the slalom. Hello Menna, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations to you and Katie on your medals out at the World Alpine Skiing Championships, and a couple more to your medal tally too, I suspect.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was an amazing event and I was so happy to ski in Spain. Not often we get that chance, but yeah, it was an amazing event for sure.
And what were the sort of conditions out there in Spain for the Para Alpine Worlds, and what was the sort of competition like for you and Katie?
The conditions started off with maybe a couple of weeks before thinking that it was going to be cancelled because of the lack of snow. But actually, the week before, we had about a metre of snow and it didn't stop snowing for about 3 or 4 days. So it ended up being a bit too much snow to actually be able to race for the first couple of days at least. And then we actually didn't get a chance to race our downhill or the usual schedule because it was really, really windy. It was about maybe 100 kilometre an hour winds at the top of a slope. So that's not really ideal for standing there in a tight catsuit at the top of the hill getting ready to race. So yeah, so it didn't actually start off particularly well for everybody. But then we finally, the wind died down and we managed to get some races in. And we were super, super happy with how we skied in the Super G and especially the Super Combined. My actually skiing was really, really good. But unfortunately, I straddled a gate in the slalom, which is the second run of the Super Combined race. And unfortunately, that means that we didn't finish, basically. So our result didn't count, which was absolutely gutting for the both of us. So to go back out there and ski the giant slalom as well as we did and to win that silver and then the bronze on the slalom day was absolutely amazing, because I actually didn't feel very well on the slalom day either. So I've had a bit of a cough and a cold and everything like that. So trying to do a slalom race was very tiring for sure. And so I'm super, super proud of how we raced and skied at the World Championships.
And when you and Katie are out there, do you sort of keep an eye on the competition, your rivals and any sort of new visually impaired skiers that are coming through? Do you keep a close eye on what they're doing, how they're doing?
Well, we always watch each other race. Once we've finished, Katie will basically describe whether they're doing well or not and the times on the screen, so I could get a picture of how well our competitors are doing. As para athletes, we want everyone to do well and we want to make sure that everyone gets down the hill safely as well. So we're always happy to see the races finish for sure from every nation, but we see what each other do on social media. We'll see what they're like in the training days or in the warm-up courses that we do, and then at the end of the day it's whoever skis the fastest in the race that wins. So it's really nice because you can't tell who's going to win because we're all so tightly competitive and it's really progressing the sport as well. So it's really cool.
Yeah, because I remember watching you out in Beijing for the Winter Paralympic Games back in 2022, and it was like fractions of a second between most of the competitors. So I suspect that is that thing. And, you know, you're not sure who's going to necessarily win until you get out on the slopes and see how everyone's doing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone trains in their own way. Everyone has more focus on different disciplines that they need to work on. So this summer we did a lot of slalom training because we didn't have the facility to actually do speed training for quite a lot of the summer where other nations did. So we concentrated on the slalom. And there's also some really good young Austrian girls who are actually from all the same family. Well, two of them are from the same family and then the guide's one of the sisters. So they're really, really good. And so that's really pushed the level of competition. So we then got to be better and better and better and keep training to that high standard to make sure we're up there.
And in the Winter Paralympic Games in Beijing in 2022, you were skiing with your guide skier Gary Smith, and you won both a silver medal in the Super G and a bronze medal in the combined Super G, I think was correct. And obviously you're now skiing with your guide skier Katie. I suppose, how do you and Katie sort of gel together? Does it take a bit of time for you both to gel together at all?
Yeah, I mean, as any relationship starts, you've got to really work at it and to make sure it's the best possible. And we do sometimes have our rocky moments, as any partnership does. We are very different people, but we work really well as a team, and we've just got more confident the more we ski together. So that means that I ski faster and better, basically. So as long as that connection is still good and she makes me feel confident, then it's a great partnership.
And I think from talking to you at the Winter Paralympics in Beijing, Menno, I think you have a little bit of sight to be able to see your guide in front of you, and especially if they're wearing sort of quite sort of bright jackets and stuff and things like that. But how, I suppose how easy or difficult it might it be sort of not to sort of get too close to them and stuff and things like that? Because I think you can sort of lose or maybe gain penalties if you're too close to your guide skier.
Yeah, so the rule is that if you touch skis, you are completely disqualified and out of the race. And if you go too far, so more than 3 gates, you can also get disqualified as well. So there's that short window, basically, that you need to be in before you get disqualified. And so that's a team goal, basically, that I, as soon as I feel uncomfortable with how far away I am from Katie, because I can see a bright orange blob, basically. So if that blob gets smaller and smaller, then I can tell that I'm too far away from her. And if it gets too big, then I'll basically tell her to go and hurry up. But also, if I'm not quite so sure, I'll say through the comms with the microphone and headsets, I will say a distance check to Katie, and then she can have a quick look behind then she can judge how much to slow down or to speed up, depending on what she sees.
I suppose that might sort of be reflective on sort of what you can see on the day kind of thing, because I suppose different conditions can make your eyes see either a bit more or a bit less kind of thing.
Yeah, so for me, this track was actually quite difficult, especially from the light, because you would start off with the sun shining on the snow and it's really quite bright and everything's quite amplified. And then we would go on to the steeper part of the slope and it would be completely in the shadow and in the shade. And so you've gone from really bright to fairly dark in the matter of seconds. So for me, that's really hard. And if it then goes from shadow to bright, I'm essentially completely blind for that whole section. I can't see Katie, I can't necessarily see the gates. I've just got to rely on my memory and Katie's comms through the headsets for that bit. And so we've got to make sure that the communication is right on point from the moment we go, really.
The next Winter Paralympics Games is, I think, about 3 years away, and actually in Milan in Italy, which sounds fantastic. Do you and Katie already have your sights on the next Winter Paralympic Games?
Yeah, it's definitely a team goal, for sure. Because unfortunately, Katie didn't get to go to Beijing because she got COVID. So she was meant to be my primary guide for that. But instead, I had to use Gary, who was our reserve guide and has been my guide before as well. So I'm really lucky that he was there. But now Katie's back as my primary guide, and hopefully nothing will stop us actually getting to Italy. And I'm sort of classing it as a home games because it's as close as we're going to get to a home games as well. So I'm really excited for that.
And I suspect, Menno, your years leading up to the 2026 Winter Paralympic Games are pretty much planned out at the moment, with not only training but competitions too, like the World Alpine Games that we've just come back from. With your year being pretty planned out, do you have time to relax and do other things?
So there is broad plans for how much training we want to do, how much competitions we want to do. But we don't really get dates till quite late on. So it's kind of we have to fit our social lives around that, around the training, and try and get as much downtime as well. But we try and make the most of like days that we have off. So we actually stayed in Barcelona for a few days and went sightseeing there just before the World Champs. As we traveled over to Spain, we had a few days in Barcelona to relax. Then I love playing cards with the team. It's really good fun and a really nice way to spend the evenings. And it also gets our competitive blood flowing as well.
We have the IBSA World Blind Games taking place in Birmingham this summer, and of course no skiing, but will you be following the games at all?
Yeah, I love watching all sports and will encourage everyone to give it a watch. It's great to see everybody giving things a go and representing their nation.
And finally, Mena, if someone listening now has been maybe inspired to get into skiing as a visually impaired person, what advice would you give them and where would you sort of point them to go to maybe find out a little bit more about skiing as a blind or partially sighted person?
That is a very good question. If you are inspired or really want to get into skiing, there is plenty of snow domes, dry ski slopes that will happily try and accommodate your needs and help you learn how to ski. So if you're in the UK, that will be a charity called Disability Snow Sports UK. They have plenty of instructors around the UK that will certainly set you up with a ski lesson somewhere. And also if you're in Wales, there's a great club and charity called Disability Skiing Wales. And they're a great bunch of people who have ski sessions for every sort of disability. So give it a go, and I hope you get hooked in like I did.
Well, fantastic. And thank you very much indeed, Mena, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about your great success at the 2023 Para Alpine Championships in Spain.
Thank you very much for having me.